Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I want to catch up. A guy who's always been, you know, listen, when I was starting out back in Boston, I was trying to build relationships and, you know, it's challenging sometimes to do. And I spent a lot of time with a lot of people. You know, Dan Coe was the chief of staff for Mayor Marty Walsh at the time, younger than me, but, you know, super talented, super smart guy, Democrat, worked in the Biden administration too, and ran for Congress. And now he has a podcast called The People's Cabinet. And for me, like, I like to listen to all sides. I'm very, very transparent that, you know, I am an unaffiliated voter, independent. I vote split ticket all the time. If I was to characterize it, I'd say center, maybe a touch to the right. And so, like, I try to have perspectives, you know, on all sides. And Dan is such a smart guy, and the podcast is really interesting. So he joins us now on Brian and Company. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Brian, thank you for having me. And it was an honor to have you be a part of the Boston media market, given your national profile. So that was my honor.
Well, thank you, Dan. That will get you a lot. So just tell people, because a lot of people, you know, here in Connecticut, our audience actually bleeds into Massachusetts, and we have people streaming all across the country, actually. But how did you get to where you are now? Because, you know, I just briefly said you worked for Mayor Walsh, and then you're in the Biden administration, and tell us where you are. Just give us a little bit of your journey.
Yeah, so I started off as an intern for Ted Kennedy, working in the mailroom back in the day, and as you mentioned, started working in mayor's offices, Mayor Menino in Boston, who obviously was a 20-year mayor, incredibly well-regarded, and then ended up being chief of staff to Marty Walsh, who, you know, was elected with a 30% margin as a reelect and then became Secretary of Labor. In between that, I worked for the Huffington Post. And so I saw how media was changing. And I think we're in a new environment, too, where, you know, podcasting and, you know, video clips on X and others are outperforming the podcasts themselves. And so there's kind of two conclusions that I made from that. One, that with media changing, I should lean back into it. And two, that government is unnecessarily complex and that people are confused and overwhelmed by information. So the point of the People's Cabinet is to cut through all the information and to say, what are the things that you need to know? Let's have someone who knows what they're talking about explain it clearly. So everything from why you should care about NATO and Ukraine and USAID to why you should care the Department of Education is getting cut is what we cover. And we have episodes every Tuesday, and we're really excited about the response so far.
Yeah, you've had trade reps. You've had Jared Bernstein, who I've known all the way back to when he was the economic advisor for Biden when he was VP, to Jake Auchincloss, a congressman from Massachusetts. So a lot of variety there. But obviously you are a Democrat, and I was wondering, you know, from my perspective, the part of the problem with Democrats right now, I'm not going to make it a leading type question. How do you view the party right now?
I think the party's in the wilderness and we need to figure out our message. But I think part of the problem is, you know, there's a stereotype that we've become the party of elites. I don't necessarily agree with all of that. But what I do agree with is that, you know, there are very complicated policy proposals that are floating around that Democrats don't explain well. We're very good at outrage. We're very good at calling Trump a lot of names. And yeah, I believe a lot of the accusations that we espouse, but we don't get real with people. And people sitting in front of their, you know, kitchen table or logging into their, you know, credit card bills and seeing how much it costs, you know, they don't want to be lectured to. They want to understand what we're going to be doing for them. And so what I try to push my guests on is, okay, you know, you want to talk about NATO. Why should we care about, first of all, what does NATO stand for, right? And secondly, why should we care that it exists? Why should we care that, you know, Putin doesn't invade and be successful in Ukraine? And, when you hear them actually explain the fact that if Putin does invade Ukraine, is successful, and continues to march across Europe, they become a global superpower that could threaten the United States. That makes a lot more sense to people than, you know, hearing $75 billion is going to Ukraine, but not understanding where that right. all goes. I had a guest on yesterday that we're going to release next week, probably, that, you know, made it clear that $75 billion is actually going to American companies that are producing the artillery shells and the equipment that Ukraine needs to defend itself. So an ancillary benefit of what we're doing in Ukraine is that companies in the United States are getting jobs and getting business. And I think if people realize that and were more aware of that, I think they'd be a lot more sympathetic than to the kind of oversimplification we're seeing from the Trump administration.
For me, we're talking with Dan Coe. Again, the podcast is The People's Cabinet, and you can get it wherever you get your podcast. My thing is, like, that's one thing, is like simplifying and finding a way to not be perceived as elite all of a sudden is part of it. But I think also just screaming to the rafters about what's going on that's wrong isn't enough. Like, people need an alternative. And not just a person as an alternative, but an alternative plan or proposal or concept. And I feel like there's so, you know, and Chris Murphy's in our state, and I feel like there's so much about, like, this is a crisis, but tell me what you would do that is better. And I don't see enough of that.
We had Rohit Chopra on this week. He was the former director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And obviously, you know, Trump has tried to fire 90% of the staff. But what he said is, listen, AI has advanced to a point. Now, you know, we've all gotten the fake emails to our inboxes that maybe the English isn't perfect on it, so it's a dead giveaway. Or, you know, your mother's been stolen to a country in Africa, and, unless you wire us money, I think most people don't fall for that. But what he talked about is AI has now advanced to a point where people are getting calls with an AI recreation of your mother's voice, right? And a lot of people, when they pick up the phone, they hear their mother or a loved one and their voice and saying they're in trouble, will do everything possible to help that person. And he's saying we need to come up with new policies to protect people from, you know, AI fraud. And we're too busy trying to make sure that the entire agency isn't wiped out. And so we're getting behind the eight ball every day from these fraudsters who are way ahead of us. So to me, that is far more compelling than to just screaming the CFPB is closing, which, first of all, most people don't really know what that stands for. And secondly, it's far less tangible to people.
Yeah. Hey, who do you think is going to emerge from the rubble here in your part?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Party.
Well, look, I think the positive news I'm hearing, and I had Ben Mycelis and Brian Tyler Cohen on last week. They founded Midas Touch, and Brian Tyler Cohen has his own YouTube channel. Combined, they have billions and billions of views. What I'm encouraged by is that I think a lot of Democrats are realizing now that they need to be in these new mediums and are out there kind of making their case to the people, not necessarily about presidential ambitions yet, but just about who they are and what they stand for and their ability to get in the arena. And so you saw Pete Buttigieg, Secretary Buttigieg, yesterday in a podcast with Andrew Schultz, the comedian, and he was there for 2.5 hours and he hung in there and talked about everything from government to his family to who he is. We've seen Senator Warren do some of that recently. So, look, I think it's too early to tell who's going to emerge and be the front runner. But I think we need to see more Democrats being out there and just being authentic to who they are. I think Democrats have especially recently developed this issue with authenticity that people sniff out pretty easily. And, you know, I think people will vote just as much on their assessment of quality of character and authenticity as they do the issues. And so we got to get better at that.
Yeah. I think Pete, I give tons of credit for going on Fox News, and he's obviously a great debater. We're out of time, Dan. Again, it's the People's Cabinet. Let's talk again, because I want to talk more about you and your future and your trajectory as well. But it's a great listen. If you like to listen to all sides, I encourage people to do so. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.